Good morning. Good to be here this morning and see everyone here today. And I want to thank you for the invitation to come and speak during this series of gospel meetings. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's not taken lightly that you would ask that I come and participate. And I got a hard act to follow with Brother Ben and Brother David, but we're going to do the best we can this morning. If you would, if you'd like to, turn your Bibles to John 14. We find here in John's rendition of the gospel, I find two remarkable statements made by Jesus. And these two statements are found in one verse, and that's John 14 and 6. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to me except by the Father." These statements are made by Jesus in a discussion with his disciples as he prepared for his impending death. He knew he was going to die. He knew he was going to die that cruel death upon the cross for the remission of our sins, where he shed his blood that we may have that hope of eternal life. In verses 1 through 4, he tells them, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way, you know." This prompted two questions, one by Thomas and one by Philip, in verses 7 through 9. Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus says, "If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him." Philip saith unto him, "Lord, show us the Father, it sacrifices us." Jesus said unto him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father?" So in making such statements, Jesus claims these three things. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So this morning we want to look at these three things that Jesus sees. The way. Jesus is the only way to the Father. And that's God, as we know. Peter would later tell people of Israel that the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom they crucified and God raised from the dead, that he now is the head of the church, and that there neither salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And as Peter recorded that, it was said in Acts 4, verses 10 through 12. You know, this may not sound very politically correct, that Jesus is the only way to the Father, but it's true. And Jesus states that nevertheless. How Jesus is the way to the Father. By revealing Him, stressed in the Gospel according to John. Or again, 7 and 9. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. And Philip said unto him, show us the Father that sacrifices us. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long with you, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? In John 1 and 8, he said, no man hath seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, and hath declared him. John 12 and 44 and 45 said, Jesus cried and said, he that believeth in me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. And by opening the way to him, we see this emphasized in the Hebrew letter, where that Hebrew letter was written to the Jewish Christians, to those who had converted. Hebrews 10, 19 through 20. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And we know before Jesus' death on the cross and the blood shed there by him, those of the Jews, they didn't have forgiveness of their sins. Their sins was rolled forward each year by the blood of bulls and goats that they were commanded to sacrifice. And they would go through that veil of the temple. Jesus become that veil for us in this dispensation of time. And his blood is for our salvation. And he's the way to the Father by this blood that was shed. Also, by serving as our high priest, another theme in the Hebrew letter. Hebrew 2, 17 and 18. Wherefore in all things I behew him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to secure them that are tempted. So he become our high priest. In 4, Hebrews 4, 4 through 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted like as we, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, and that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Jesus was tempted just as we remember that story of when he was in the wilderness 40 days and he come out and Satan was tempting him. And he said, just get behind me, Satan. Well, Satan's going to tempt us any which way he can. And we've got to do the same thing as Jesus did. Just get behind us, Satan. He knows how we feel. because he walked this earth flesh. He was God afoot. Hebrews 10:21-22, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance and faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil consciousness and our bodies washed with pure water. And it allows us to touch that blood that he shed in the watery grave of baptism to have a new life. We'll look at that a little later on. He intercedes for us. We have the opportunity and the privilege to pray to God. And Jesus intercedes for us through that prayer. He's our advocate. 1 John 2:1. My little children, these things write unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man may sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. At the right hand of God, Romans 8:24. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope? But we have this hope through Christ that we can one day be at the right hand throne of God with him. He's the one and only mediator between God and man. 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. And he intercedes for us in Hebrews 7:24-25. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that came unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So by virtue of his life on earth, his death, his burial, and his resurrection, now his life in heaven, Jesus is truly the only way to God. Second part of our text, he said he was the truth. Now, what is truth? You know, that was the very question asked by Pontius Pilate in John 18:38. Pilate said unto him, what is truth? And when he said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find no fault at all. So he was before Pilate. The Jews was wanting to crucify him. And Pilate said, I have found no fault with him. And then it was asked, it is tradition there that they would release one from prison. And remembering the story that they would rather have Barabbas released than Jesus. And of course, Jesus was crucified. So, Lord willing, this afternoon service, I want to look deeper into that portion of our text, the truth. The way the world looks at truth and how God's word is truth. And when Jesus speaks of truth, it describes that which corresponds to reality, what is factual, absolute, not relative. And how Jesus is truth. He proclaims the truth and real is known and knowable. He proclaims that the truth can set us free from the bondage of sin. His doctrine is the way of to truth that frees us from sin. John 8:31-36. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How say thou, you shall be made free? And Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And how faithfully proclaimed his Father's word, which is truth, John 17:17. I have given them thy word, and the word hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So we find that freedom from bondage of sin becomes even more meaningful when we consider how Jesus is the third part of our text, the life. You know, he offers us abundant life. And he promised in his discourse with the as the Good Shepherd, John 1:10-11, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And Jesus offers peace in this world. And we can't find peace in the world. We can only find peace in Jesus and in God's word. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 16:33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And then in Philippians 4:6-7, Paul says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Through his life, he also gives us his love, which passes knowledge. John 15:10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. 1 Peter 1:7-9, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, and it be tried by fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom thou now know ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the end of your salvation, your souls. And he provides joy. John 15:11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. And as we just read in 1 Peter 7:3-9, with such peace, love, and joy, what abundant life Jesus offers. How Jesus provides abundant life is by his doctrine regarding the new birth. We must be born again, as we read in John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. We must be born again of water and spirit. John 3:4-5. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So by sending the Spirit, who gives a new birth and a new life, the Spirit, it regenerates us in baptism. Titus 3:5-6, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. And the Spirit who becomes for us rivers of living water. John 7:37-39. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spoken he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus had not yet glorified. In Galatians 5:20-23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So Jesus provides this abundant life through his gospel, by which we are born again to a new life, which the Spirit makes possible. 1 Peter 2:22-25, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was revealed, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. For ye were a sheep going astray, but now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. So Jesus may be the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. But he is no value to, we are no value to him unless we become one of his children. The way of true salvation that leads to eternal life with God. Have you responded to the gospel of Jesus? Mark 16:15-16. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. In Acts 2:38, the first gospel sermon ever given, Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. In Acts 22:16, and now why tarest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. So, this morning, appreciate your attention. And at this time, we offer the invitation. If you've not been baptized to become a child of God, touching the blood of Jesus Christ, that we may put on Christ through this blood, you have the opportunity to do so this morning. Or if you have and may have gone astray or just need prayers for strengthening, you have the opportunity to do so as we stand and sing. 500.